The ideas of nearly 1,000 participants have been fermenting overnight. The next step is distilling them into a handful of really big ideas.
Well, I think there's a great atmosphere, a lot of inspiration, a lot of energy and optimism. And I think, you know, that's really exciting to me. Sometimes I think, you know, Australians can sometimes be a little cynical, but I think anyone who is here, it's obvious that there's a genuine intent to really do something important and something big and something exciting.
Hugh Jackman, one of the summiteers here at the 2020 summit. When the talks ended last night, many of the summiteers had drinks at Parliament House, then dinner and more drinks at restaurants across the national capital. They might conclude this morning that a sleep is a good idea to add to their list. Each of the summit's 10 groups have until 3 o'clock this afternoon to identify their three ideas, including one that costs nothing to implement. The government's promised an official response to the 2020 summit by the end of the year. Sabra Lane reports.
After a day of wall-to-wall discussions, the 2020 summiteers had a closing plenary session to end day one to give all participants a taste of what big ideas were brewing. Actor Hugh Jackman, one of the session's MCs, revealed his first big encounter for the day. It gave the audience some much-needed light relief.
First person I met this morning was Alan, who said, and I quote, "I have no intellectual or academic interest in you, I just want a photo."
Participants were asked if anything had disappointed them. Film and TV producer Rachel Perkins.
Well, I thought we'd get a hot meal, but that was okay. I thought, you know, the box lunches, yeah, that was fine.
The session's other MC, actor Rhys Muldoon, apologised for the absence of summit co-chair and star Cate Blanchett.
Kate's back at home having three or four more children as we speak.
The summit split into 10 groups in the morning to discuss issues like the economy, climate change, rural communities, the arts, governance, health and Indigenous communities. Senior banking executive Anne Sherry admitted to being surprised.
Everyone's been asked to distill down the one big idea, and of course everyone wants to get their one big idea out on the table. To step back and listen and in fact build on other people's ideas, sometimes it's hard work, but I've watched it work really well today, and I came not sure how it was going to work, and I have to say it's worked much better than I thought.
Lawyer David Mann also admitted he was amazed at how the summit was unfolding.
Well, the first thing is I actually think one of the myths was that people could only speak for a minute in the whole sort of... And that's complete rubbish, because in fact everyone's had a pretty good go.
Professor Ted Wilkes says his big idea is closing the 17-year life expectancy gap between black and white Australians. Hugh Jackman urged the Indigenous health drug and alcohol expert into serenading the summit with a tune that could well become the event's anthem.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Ted Wilkes, everybody.
Other ideas were also dusted off. The governance stream summiteers discussed transparency in government. Participant Miriam Lyons outlined the group's other thoughts.
Bill of Rights, Republic, they got basically just got big ticks, really. And also rewriting the Australian Constitution, that'll be easy.
Productivity summiteer Jonathan West.
I've changed my mind about how easy it is to persuade people of a good idea.
WWF Chief Executive Greg Bourne says the climate change and sustainability stream is considering a new federal commissioner and changing Australia's national accounts to include the environment.
We have to think about our national accounts integrating in the values of society, the values of our environment. We have to just think of it in a different way, not just dollarized, and then have a National Sustainability Commissioner with teeth, you know, a bit like Graham Samuel, who's probably in here somewhere from the ACCC, but someone with teeth. If we're going to move forward, we actually have to fundamentally rethink how we do these things.
After the summit, participants were invited to drinks in Parliament.
And there's a sense of people feeling included. You know, it's not just bureaucrats or politicians.
The director of the National Gallery, Ron Radford.
A lot of the ideas are things that aren't going to cost very much. It's just a way of change of thinking and doing things very differently.
CSIRO economist Steve Hatfield-Dodds believes it'll be hard winding down after this weekend.
I think it'll be sort of at least a week of detoxing after this sort of level of ideas. But it's been really good how constructive the spirit has been. Our group's had a lot of listening and a lot of reflecting back and clarifying. And you can see ideas gelling quite easily. So, yeah, I think there's more process and getting it into, you know, solutions to big problems into neat little packages is going to be a real challenge.
And that's a challenge the summiteers face today.
Sabra Lane.